Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Blocked in Texas. Parents guilty. Women suing. And Titanic 2. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the sixth most popular website in the country. It goes Google, YouTube, Reddit, Facebook, Amazon, and then Pornhub, right there before Wikipedia. The pornography website is blocking users in Texas to protest a lawsuit from the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, over their age verification system. The website says, as you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you access to our website. They claim that this violates adults' freedom of speech. So after many different lawsuits back and forth, the website currently just requires a user to put in any date to get past the age verification. There's no actual proof that the person is of a certain age. 17 states have passed or proposed a law requiring pornography sites to verify the age of users. We've been following the Michigan school murderer's parents who got arrested. First the mom and now the dad has been found guilty of manslaughter. This was the first case in which the parents of a school shooter were held directly responsible for the murder. A dozen women are suing the NCAA for letting men compete against them and use women's locker rooms. This is about Leah Thomas. Remember the man who competed against the women in swimming, won the 500 freestyle at the championships? This lawsuit states that both the NCAA and Georgia Tech that hosted the event knowingly violated Title IX, which is supposed to guarantee equal opportunity for men and women in college education and sports. One woman says she changed in a dimly lit storage and utility closet that she found under the bleachers to avoid the man in the locker room. An Australian mining tycoon, Clive Palmer. You have to have a lot of money to be known as a tycoon. He is building the Titanic 2. This is not a movie, Titanic 2. This is an actual boat. He first proposed this back in 2012, 100 years after the Titanic sunk. But he told an audience at the Sydney Opera House, "We're very pleased to announce that after unforeseen global delays, we have re-engaged with partners to bring the dream of Titanic 2 to life." He wants it to be as close to the original as possible, same interior space and cabin layout. But the original Titanic only had 4 elevators, none for third-class passengers. Can't get away with that today, so where are you going to put the other elevators? He also wants all passengers to switch and experience first, second, and third class on the 6-day journey. Would you ride it? I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden's proposed 2025 budget is truly shocking. He is asking for $7.3 trillion in spending when the previous high for any other president was $4.75 trillion. That number came in 2020 from Donald Trump. While most Americans do not understand the danger here and the corrupt media will not report it, if federal spending reaches that level, economic catastrophe is almost assured. Last year, Americans sent $4.5 trillion to Washington in taxes. That's about $3 trillion less than Biden wants to spend next year. If my math is correct, then it is. So taxes on everything would have to rise. Already, the extravagant Joe wants to tax corporations at 28%, up from 21%. If that happens, businesses will pass the hike onto us, the consumers, pretty much guaranteeing a fierce economic slowdown. The United States currently carries a $34 trillion debt. President Biden is responsible for $6 trillion of that in just 3 years. He is the biggest spending president in history. His progressive base wants socialism, and that's what Joe will try to give them. Remember that come November. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Ann, concierge member. Thank you, Ann, very much. The idea that the country will veer into socialism when Joe Biden wins, well, that ship has already sailed. We are in socialist territory right now, and Biden will probably win. This will become a fully socialist country in the near future because that's what the people want. Well, I disagree with you. We're not a socialist country yet. Okay? You are correct. Biden and his progressive backers want that. But we're not there yet. Okay? Will Biden win? That is impossible to say right now. Do people who vote for him understand socialism, Ann? No, they do not. They're voting emotion, most of them. Kevin McDaniel, Las Vegas. The proposed Biden wealth tax sounds like communism. It is. It's seizure of private property. That's why it'll be ruled unconstitutional, and it will get to the Supreme Court. California is going to lead the league here on this. James Milner, Keswick, Virginia. In Congress today, they interviewed Mr. Herr and the document issue. All the questions from Democrats were about Trump. Unbelievable. It's not unbelievable. Every time a Democrat in Congress is interviewed about anything, that person will bash Donald Trump. That's it. That's the strategy. Julie, concierge member. Thank you, Julie. Did your liberal friends supporting Joe Biden after the State of the Union address at least listen to your words? My liberal friends shut me down, then leave abruptly, and they unfriend in contacts and social media. Well, they're not friends. So they're doing you a favor by their misbehavior, Julie. What do you want to waste time on them? In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 60 years ago, a Dallas nightclub owner was found guilty of murdering Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassin of President John F. Kennedy. The killing added even more confusion to one of the darkest chapters in American history. Here is the story of Jack Ruby. Jacob Rubenstein, born 1911 in Chicago, the son of Polish and Jewish immigrants. During World War II, Ruby served in the Army as an aircraft mechanic. In 1947, he moved to Dallas, opening a string of nightclubs and illegal casinos. Throughout his shady career, Jack Ruby made connections with local gangsters and members of law enforcement. on November 24th, 1963, 2 days after JFK's murder, Lee Harvey Oswald was in the process of being transferred to a more secure jail. He was briefly held in the basement of the Dallas Police Headquarters. At 11:20 a.m., Oswald began to walk out accompanied by two police officers. Ruby, wearing a dark suit and gray fedora, shot the assassin in the stomach. Oswald was taken to Parkland Hospital, where he later died. Ruby was then charged with murder, claiming he killed Oswald to save Jackie Kennedy the mental anguish of a criminal trial. On March 14, 1964, a jury found Jack Ruby guilty of homicide and sentenced him to death. But 3 years later, a Texas court reversed that decision because of so-called improper testimony. Before the second trial, Ruby was admitted to Parkland Hospital, the same place where JFK and Oswald were taken. He then perished from lung cancer at the age of 55. And here's something else you might not know. The fedora worn by Jack Ruby during the shooting recently sold at auction. A collector paid $65,000 for the hat. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.